פוסק שז נייגו שקייסו באונן לאך מאווט וילה. פוסק שז דט וואן אוף דה סינגס דט האפנד מיט חובן בייס אמיגדוש וואס דט שקייסו לאך דה בייש לאילום זאג אונן האט פוסק מאווט וילה צוס שון גאט שמאי ומיגדוש אל קלאב פיצ בייסי בייס טווילה יקאי לחלו עמם. The Beis Hamikdash, one of the things that the Beis Hamikdash was a Muda Aveda. The Beis Hamikdash was a place where a person came to be mispalel. Metchob Mamikdash, the Inyan of Tvila, was Hakeisa Ba'onalach Ma'aved Tvila. And I think that in a week when one has to think about Chob Mamikdash, and one of the ikke and the kudas of Chob Mamikdash is to be mispal for Binyan Amikdash, it's kedai to explain what tefillah is, what the koyach of tefillah is, what the koyach of demois are, what the koyach of tears for a person truthfully cries for the Ribbono Shel Olam, and explain how, with our tefillahs, we can bring Mashiach. There's a Gemara in Masechtas Yuma that tells us that when the Kohen Gadol went into Kodesh HaKadoshim one time a year, when he went into Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippurim in the Shlichus of all of Klal Yisrael, Mespalel in Kadoshim a tefillah kitzara, he was Mespalel while he was there on the holiest day of Mokim. What was he Mespalel? He was mispalal yikones lefanecha, that the Ribbono Shel Olam shouldn't hear the tefillah of Evrei Derachim, because people, when they're on their way, are mispalal that it shouldn't rain, because when it'll rain when they're on their way, it'll prevent them from coming to where they have to. So the Kohen Gadol was mispalal al yikones lefanecha, the Ribbono Shel Olam shouldn't hear that tefillah. A person is mispalel day in and day out in Yemei Sakshomim. When we mispalel for rain, we mispalel twice in Shemen Esre. We mispalel Mashi Veruach Amei Dagoshem. We mispalel V'sein Talumotah Leveracha. That means all of Klal Yisrael is being mispalel for rain. And there are a percentage of Klal Yisrael that are traveling. Why is it that we need the tefillah of the Kohen Gadol to be meineya, to stop the tefillahs of the travelers? Why isn't it enough of the thousands of Klal Yisrael that are mispalel day in and day out, Mashi Veruach Amei Dageshem, V'sein Talamotah Leveracha, that the Ribbono Shel Olam should give rain? What is so special about this tefillah of David Edrachim that it means that the Kohen Gadol should be mispalel to be mevatel his tefillah? Let us see another Gemara. There's a Gemara that tells us that the Anshe Alexandria asked Rav Shua ben Hananya three questions. One of the questions was, Ma yase Adam v'yechkam? What should a person do and become smart? Omalem yalbe v'yeshiva? He should sit longer and learn. V'yemayet v'scheire? He should go out less to work. Omalem Amru, and they answered him, Harbe also came. Many people did like this. But I hired them and it didn't help them. What did Rav Shua ben Hananya answer them then? Yivakshu rachmim, go and bait ask rachmim, tfilis mimisha chochme shaloi, go to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Another piece of Gemara. They went and asked him a second question. What should a person do? V'yis asher. What should a person do? And he should become a gvir. He should have money. Omalahem, Yarbe Bischere, Vyisa Vyitim Be'emuna. Two things he should do. He should be Marbe Bischere. He should go into business. Vyisa Vyitim Be'emuna. And he should do his business Be'emuna truthfully. He should be Misnag in business the way the Halacha tells him to be Misnag in business. And then he'll get Ashiris. Omru Loi, Harbe Osukein Veloya Ilu. Elo Yavakish Rachmim Mishaisha Shaloi. And then he asked him a third question, and the end of the third question was the same thing to be mispalel. It seems that Rabbi Shua ben Hananya understood himself that you need tefillah. So why did he answer them first, Yarbe b'yeshiva, Yarbe b'tzcheire, and then when they said, lo yu ilu, he answered them, Yivak yishrachem yishayish yishalei. The truth is that there lies in a very big nekuda about tefillah. A person could be mispal to the Ribbono Shel Olam and he doesn't feel the true need that the only way he could be helped is with tefillah. If a person thinks that Yarbe b'yeshiva v'yamayit v'schayra will bring him chachma, then all the tefillahs that the person will be mispal will not help him. Until the person has the akara, the harbe osukein v'loy hoyulahem, until the person has the akara that all that he will do to get chachma, and we're talking about even chachma satere, all that he will do to get eisha will not help him unless he's mispal to the Ribbono Shel Olam, then the tefillah will not help. Let us go back for a minute to the question that we asked before. We're talking about ivrei drachim. Ivrei drachim are mispal to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Mikirois libam. They are mispal to the Ribbono Shel Olam from the bottom of their heart. They are mispal to the Ribbono Shel Olam because they are in dire need that it shouldn't rain. And when a person is mispal from the, to the Ribbono Shel Olam that he wants that it shouldn't rain, and there is full of Klal Yisrael that has bread on the table and doesn't understand that they have to be mispal for rain because if there's no rain I won't have what to eat. We know that rain is something that we have to be mispal for. But we don't realize that when we say, Mashav Ruach HaMeir Dageshem, the Saint Talumata Leveracha, that this rain is something that is so needy for us, that when a person should become Nisragesh, that when he says the Saint Talumata Leveracha, he should cry out to the Ribbono Shel Olam, it should rain. But the person that is walking on the way, and the rain is a distress to him, the rain disturbs him when he's going on the way, and he cries out to the Ribbono Shel Olam that it shouldn't rain, that tefillah is niskabel by the Ribbono Shel Olam. And you need that the Ribbono Shel Olam should tell the Kohen Gadol to be mispal al yikonei lefanecha tefillah sevrei drachim. Because tefillah is not something that comes from the moyach. Tefillah is something that comes when a person realizes the need for it. When a person cries out truthfully from the bottom of his heart, that's called tefillah. Let us say over Bekitzer, a piece of Zohar Kodesh in Parshas Balak. Dvarim nifla ma'admiyei, the Zohar Kodesh tells us a sipur nifla, a meirdik story that happened. The Zohar Kodesh tells us that in the city of Tzipori, I think it was in the city of Pekin, Rabbi Yossi was nostalgic, and Rabbi Lozer by Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Lozer the son of Rabbi Shimon ben Yichoi, and the whole Chavraya came to the city of Pekin to be Oisik and Rabbi Yossi. There was a small child, a son of Rabbi Yossi. The Zohar Kodesh tells us the son of Rabbi Yossi was lying on top of Rabbi Yossi, and he was lying b'nishika, peh lepeh, ayin la'ayin. He was lying on top of his father. And he came with a taina to Ribbono Shel Olam. Well, you'll soon see the taina to Ribbono Shel Olam. But when the Tanoim came and they wanted to come into the room where Rabbi Yossi was there, he didn't let them in. And he was mispal to the Ribbono Shel Olam. He told the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Torah says, shalach t'shachas ha'em. So the child cried for the Ribbono Shel Olam and said, how can't you be Mekayim Milidei Raisa? How did you take away my father and leave me on the world? The Torah says you should do the other way. The Torah says, Vesabonim Tikach Loch. It says in Zohar Kodesh that when this child cried, the Bechiyos of this child went up to Shamayim. And the whole Mesifta the Rekia was nis'aker from its place, left its place, and went in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and it was gepaskind, he should live another 2 years, and they saw Tchiyas HaMeisim. That's what it says, Bekitzen in Zohar HaKadosh. A long piece of Zohar HaKadosh in Parashas Balak. Why did this Yenuka not let the Tanoam walk in? Why didn't he let the Tanoam walk in? There lies in the Zohar HaKadosh, Adova Nifla. The Yenuka understood that the minute Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon and the other Tanoam would walk into the room and he would feel that he's no more a Yosim, he has Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon and the other Tanoam to take care of him, and he would lose the Hergish of Yasmus, then his Pchia wouldn't be a Pchia Meyamek Halev. He wouldn't be crying Meyamek Halev, because he feels already a little bit of Nechama. Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon came to be Menachem. Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon came to take care of him. And therefore, the Bechia would have been the true Bechia that could be Mechayim Esim. So he told them not to walk into the room. He didn't let them be Mafsik, his Hegish of Bechia. Because when a person has mispowled to the Ribbono Shel Olam, the person has to feel the true need. He has to be mispowled Mekiris Alev. He has to be mispowled with a Mirdik Bechia. Why aren't we mispowled like that? Why are Tfilis not said with a Slavus Alev, with a Mirdik Hegish Alev? Because we don't have an emuna that our Tfilis could be pale. If a person would realize what a tefillah could do in Shamayim, to what degree a tefillah could help him, then a person would use tefillah. There's a sipa nifla from a child in Eretz Yisrael that's today a Rosh Yeshiva who came from a chiloni house, not from a chiloni house, from a house that was completely anti-frumkeit, anti-das. And after a little bit of chakira, how is it possible that somebody should become chayze b'tshuva in such a house? It was nizgala edover nifla. In the times of chakira, the time of Giyus Bonos, he came to the Heilige Chazanish. The mother of this child, her husband, minister in the government, the only thing she did was adlokis neiris. And b'shlokis she was father child to grow up like the then Nasi Medina, because that was the biggest person she thought she knew. When she heard, so it was misspelled from that name with voice from a Hilayma, they tefillah may oimik alev, not knowing even what she was misspelled, not realizing what she was asking for, but she said it from oimik that she wants her child to be grow up to be a chazanish. The impossible happened. It changed. And a child became a Rosh Yeshiva. Because that is the kirch of a tefillah. That is the kirch of a tefillah from a Yiddish mama. That is the kirch of a tefillah b'shas when a Yiddish mama stands by Adlokis Neiris. And when it's a time b'shas Adlokis Neiris to ask the Ribbono Shel Olam for bonim tevim. And a person stands by Adlokis Neiris and has the yichel cry for the Ribbono Shel Olam and be mispalel a tefillah which the chaz such a sh that is says that a parent should be mispalel v'sate leiv b'ni lateve, turn over the heart of my son, turn over the heart of my daughter, change him to go on the right path. And a mother's tefillah, a father's tefillah that has said me'ayim kalev with a tear that goes up to Shemayim, a tear that Adireya, any gizardin, that has a koyach to change the world, those tears have a koyach to be pale in Shemayim so much. And if a person would have the emuna, what tefillah means, if a person would have the emuna, what a capital tilim does for a child, what a tilim does for a chayla, he would pick up a tilim, not with despair, but pick up a tefillah with a emuna and a koyach tefillah, knowing to what a tefillah to the Ribbono Shel Olam does, and a person would cry to the Ribbono Shel Olam, those tears never and go to the Heilige Teg with the children of his children of Klal Yisrael, and he takes these tears and puts them in a neid, puts them in a tzweek about crying on Chum HaMikdash. Crying. Chazal tell us in Medrash Sheikh Etev in Tilim, Capital Pei, why are we in Golis today? Why do we suffer so much in Golis today? Chazal tell us it's only because Esav HaRasha cried, three demois, Esav Arasha cried, when he heard that the Yitzchak gave away the brachos for Yaakov. Vayitzak tzaoko gedoyla umara, Chadal tell us, three tears on a malach, and stopped Esav Arasha, that he would have gave another tear, we would never be able to, chas v'sholem, leave the tzaras that Esav. And that's why we're in Golis over 1900 years, because of three tears from Esav Arasha. Could you imagine what a tear does? Could you imagine the koyach of a true tear? So Svarim HaKadoshim ask us a simple question. Why weren't these tears bottled yet? Why weren't these tears bottled by Elef? Why weren't our tears in Golis? So many tears were shed by our forefathers in Golis. Why weren't these three tears from Esav Arasha yet bottled? We know that the din, that something becomes bottled bereif, something that falls in, a davar iser, a drop of milk falls into something, it becomes bottled if there's enough to be mevatel it. There were surely enough tears to take Esav Arasha's tears and be mevatel it. It's very, to the Teretz, from Kadmeinim, there's a din in Shulchan Aruch, min b'minoi is not bottle. Even the Rabbonon that hold min b'minoi is bottle. There has to be a certain difference between the two. But if they're the same, completely the same, the Ram says in the Nedarim, then it doesn't become bottle if two things are exactly the same. Esav Arasha cried for Olam Hazeh. Esav Arasha cried for Yitzchak Tzaka Gedoyla Umara, because Yitzchak Avinu gave away Yaakov Avinu, Olam Hazeh he gave away. The Vayitzchak Tzaka Gedoyla was for Olam Hazeh. Svarim tell us something that chaps a tzitter, because every cry of Klal Yisrael can't be mevatel the crying from Esav Arasha. Because our crying comes also because of Olam Hazeh. Because we cry the same kind of tears as Esav Arasha, and min b'minoi can't become bottle. It means that we have to change why we are crying. We have to realize why we are crying. Why are we crying when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash? The truth is that we don't understand why we are crying. Because we are so far removed from understanding what a Beis HaMikdash means, we don't understand what the Kedushas HaMikdash was, because we are so far removed from it. We are so far removed from the concept of what Kedushas HaMikdash was, of this Galus HaShechinah from Beis HaMikdash, that we can't bring ourselves to cry on Churban HaMikdash. But Yirmiyah HaNavi says in Eicha, Schir Hashem Mehoyalanu. The Sasema says, you know what Yirmiyah HaNavi is telling us? Yirmiyah HaNavi understood that we can't cry for the Beis HaMikdash. So Yirmiyah HaNavi says we should tell the Ribbono Shel Olam, you understand Mehoyalanu. The Ribbono Shel Olam understands what was and what existed when there was a Beis HaMikdash. So we tell the Ribbono Shel Olam, you understand what's missing. You understand the Kedusha that there wasn't the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore we ask the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Ribbono Shel Olam should be ma'irer and understand that we can't know what was the Beis HaMikdash, but you understand what's missing. So if you understand what's missing, bring us back the Beis HaMikdash. But one has to understand that there's something else that a person has to cry about. A person has to cry about that we don't understand what means a Beis HaMikdash. About our matziv, about our ruchnistike matziv in Golus. If a person comes the 9 days, and a person thinks by himself, how far removed I am from a Beis HaMikdash. A person sees, every person sees by himself, how hard it is for him to shed a true tear, to shed a true tear that should go up to Shemayim. Yirmiyah HaNavi says in Eicha, Vidim Osa Alechia. The cry, the tear is still on his cheek, on her cheek, on the cheek of Klal Yisrael. Svarim tell us that means to say that the tears didn't go up to Shemayim because they didn't have a chshivus. The Masa stayed Alechya. We don't want our tears should stay Alechya. We want our tears should go up in Neid Chaliyos. It should be by the Rebbeinu Shalom. The Rebbeinu Shalom has in Shemayim a Neid. The Rebbeinu Shalom has a vessel which he says from Churban Migdash that when this vessel will be full of tears, then Mashiach will come. And he's waiting and takes from every generation every true tear and puts it into this vessel. We don't want our tears should stay down here. We don't want our tears should be the Masa Alechya. And we see that it's so hard for us to shed a tear on the Churban Migdash. But when we remember that we will have to shed a tear on that we can't shed a tear on Churban Migdash. On that itself we have to shed a tear. When we are so void of the Hergish, what Kiddushes HaMikdash means. We don't understand what Kiddushes HaMikdash means. We don't understand. We have become in Golis so desensitized of what Klal Yisrael's Kiddusha was. The Heilige Chofetz Chaim, Chofetz Shebekuhuna, Kohen HaGodel Me'echov, by the first Knesia Gedela of Agudas Yisrael, the Heilige Chofetz Chaim was mishtatef in the first Knesia Gedela. The first Knesia Gedela was in a very big ulam. And there were in that about 10 different tiers, one higher than the other. And the women that were by this Knesia Gedela were on the highest tier. And there was no mechitza. And there was an eseirer between the Chachmei Ashkenaz and others, a shaila, if we need a mechitza, you don't need a mechitza. They decided to ask the Chofetz Chaim, the Mishneh Berurah, halacha kemeisei b'chol makayim, who is miskabel in Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael has the feeling, who is our peskim? I once heard from my father, Zecharei Nevracha, shalshelos ha-kabbalah, b'shas, gedolei Yisrael are living, we don't know who is the shalshelos ha-kabbalah. But Klal Yisrael has the right shmek to understand the Mafreya, which Gedoyle Yisrael was Shashalos HaKabbalah. Because Klal Yisrael has a certain shmira min Shamayim. Who is our leaders? And we know that the Chofetz Chaim was niskabel b'chol tvutzis Yisrael. That after the Chofetz Chaim's psak in Mishneh Berurah, we can't be mefakpik on the Chofetz Chaim. But they decided in that time, they realized already that Kohen Chofetz Chaim was the Chosid Shebeguna, Kohen HaGodel Me'echov, and they went and asked the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim answered something to this effect. In the Torah it says, in Parashas Kiseitze, the Torah says that when Klal Yisrael's Kedusha won't be the way it should be, Vishov Me'achrecho, the Rebbeinu Shalom will leave Klal Yisrael. The Shechina will leave Klal Yisrael. The Chofetz Chaim said, there is no greater klala. There is no greater curse for Klal Yisrael than Vishav Me'achrecha. There doesn't exist in the Torah anything worse than the Torah should say that the Shechina will run away. Vishav Me'achrecha. So the Chofetz Chaim said that if the question is a question of Kedusha of Vishav Me'achrecha, then even in a sophic shebesophic, we have to be machma. Because we're dealing with the most harshest klala that could be of Mishav Me'achrecha. So the Chofetz Chaim said, I realized that in these words of the Chofetz Chaim, there lies a murdik in the kuda. We are mispalol v'sechezeno ha'ineinu b'shuv cholitziyim berachmem. Sholosh regolim, we cry out to the Rebbeinu Shalom, V'hoshev Shechinoscha L'tziyon Yirecha. We are mispalel to the Rebbeinu Shalom, the Shechina should come back. Then we have to realize that it lies on us to see that the Shechina could come back. Madoch, we have to make a simple Kal V'chaimah. If the Shechina is already here, we lose the Shechina because of Chesaron Kiddush, and causes V'shov Me'achrecha. Doesn't the person have to understand that when there is the chesaron of Kedusha in Klal Yisrael, the Shechinah surely can't come back? It's a kal v'chomer that we can't be zeicher that the Shechinah should come back when there's a matzah b'shav me'achrecha. But we are so influenced by our being in Golus, v'yisorvu b'agoyim v'yilmudu ma'aseyem. No yid is choshut to go learn by a goy. Because the Torah doesn't say, the Navi doesn't say in Tilim, Vayilmedu Mima Seyem. The Torah doesn't say that he doesn't tell us that we go and learn from the Goy. We want to learn from the Goy. What then? Vayisorvu Bagoyim and Vayilmedu. We learn ourselves Maseyem. The Medrash tells us this week, the Pasuk says, that Klal Yisrael went to Esav. The Pasuk says, "Vesa'om tzav lemer, tell Klal Yisrael, atem oivrim begvul acheichem b'nei Esav, v'yiru mikem v'nishmartem yit." So the Yalkut tells us, Klal Yisrael went oivrim gvul Esav. What does that mean? Tells us a beautiful thing. Yaakov and Esav made a chalukah. Yaakov took oilam haba, Esav took oilam hazeh. They made a chalukah. Atem oivrim, you are now going to the gul of Esav, you are now going into Olam Hazeh true also. So, Shmartem Miyot, you have to watch yourself very much that you shouldn't become influenced from that at Yoivrim Gvul Esav. The Sassamas adds to this Yalkut the Kalvachayme. Oivrim Gvul Esav means only an Avar of Alma, only passing through. Kalvachayme, the Sassamas says, how much we have to watch ourselves when we are sitting in the midst of Esav. How much do we have to watch ourselves when we are sitting in the midst of Esav and we become so mushpa, so influenced, so desensitized from being in the midst of Esav? How much do we have to minishmarta miyed? How much do we have to watch ourselves? So therefore, when we see that every person is margish by himself, that he's lost the sensitivities, he's lost the sensitivities of what is right and what is wrong, and nobody's at fault that he's lost the sensitivities, because we are so long in Golus, we are so long that we have seen true Kedusha, we haven't seen the Beis HaMikdash over 1900 years, we haven't seen the Ribbono Shel Olam for our eyes, so we are so far away from Kedusha, so we have lost our sensitivities. But for that alone, when a person realizes that he lost his sensitivity of what is right and what is wrong, a person should sit down and cry, why have I lost my sensitivity of Kedusha? The Ribbono Shel Olam should be mekarev us and give us back that we are missing. We believe that with our tefillahs, the Ribbono Shel Olam could help us. How much do we have to believe that with our tefillahs, we could be helped and we could be zeicher to see Binyan Bayis Shlishi? Ribbono Shel Olam only wants that we should be nesayir to ask truthfully from the bottom of our heart. We should cry out to Ribbono Shel Olam, we want to change, we want to be affected by the Beis HaMikdash. We are ready to change. That is what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants from us. That true tvila, that true bechia, that true demois. The Sassan says, why are the mois called the mois? Why are tears called the mois? The Sassan says there's a din in Gemara that when truma gets mixed into chulin, it's called the mua. That means the word the mua means mixed. When a person doesn't feel something, then he can't cry. When a person gets affected by something, he gets affected, it hurts him. The person feels the tsar in pnimius halev, then the person can cry. The mois come when the tsar reaches your heart, when the tsar reaches your pnimius. That's the mois come. And if we can't cry, if we can't affect ourselves to cry, and we can't truthfully let down the mois, I saw in a sefer a different hergish on the Mosa Alechia. That maybe a person shouldn't take a tissue and wipe away his tears. Because Kvod Shamayim is Kvod Beis Hamikdash is that I'm ready, that everybody should see the Masa Alechya. Everybody should see the way I cry for the Beis Hamikdash. It shouldn't be a hidden tear. It should be a public demonstration of our tzar, a public demonstration of what is missing from us. And with that public demonstration, the covet Shemayim, the covet of the Beis Hamikdash becomes Nisgadel. That's why it says, Dimasa Alechya, the Dima should stay Alechya. Don't wipe away your tears, let everybody see your tears. Because that is what the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants. And when it comes these days, when the Rebbeinu Shel Olam made a special siyuah, special help in these days, that a person should be able to become Nesayre, a person should be able to cry for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam on tefillah. Do you know what tears do? It says in Zohar HaKadosh, on a pasuk in Parashas Shmos, Basya bas Paroi found Moshe Rabbeinu, Vatiftach vatireyu, Vihine nar beiche, Vatachmelolov. The Zohar HaKadosh says that this goes on Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, when it's nar beiche, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is goyim vatachmei lolof. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is goyim that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam has chemla on Klal Yisrael. The Kozhik Lavarov, their tzvi, adds something to this. We, all of us, have lost part of our Tzelem Elikim. Our Tzelem Elikim has become affected. Everywhere we are, everywhere we stand, our Tzelem Elikim becomes affected. The Alshech HaKadosh says, Edova Nifla Miyayit. It's hard for us to understand for the same reason, because we are so far removed from the concept. Shem and Yofes went and took their father Noach when he was laying in an indecent matzif. The Torah tells us, Vayelchu, they walked Achairanis. They walked backwards. That means their face didn't see their father. They walked with their backs to their father. They carried him backwards. The Alshech HaKadosh asks, there is a simple answer, Atzima Sainayim. We could close the eyes. Why do you have to walk backwards? You could walk with closed eyes. Why did they have to walk Achairanis? The Alshech HaKadosh says something, Haflovefele. On a person's face, that's Sheira Tzelem Elikim. Person had a Tzelem Elikim. It's Kedai that a person should realize that on a person's face he has the Shem Havaya. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam's name is on every person's face. He has two eyes and a nose. Svarim HaKadoshim tell us the eyes are a Yud, the nose is a Vav. We have two Yudin and a Vav on our faces, which is 26, which is the Shem Havaya. Someone once asked, you're telling me a Jew is so choshev, a Yid is so choshev, he has the Shem Havayah on his face. Every single guy has two eyes. Every single guy has a nose. Every guy also has the Shem Havayah on his face. So one of the tzaddikim answered, a kadman answered, I think Rav Heschel is a Ditcheva, answered something that the Gemara tells us, that if you have an oif in the Sefer Torah and it doesn't have around it empty space, it doesn't have gevil around it, the Sefer Torah loses, the oif loses its chshivas. A guy that doesn't have a gather around his eyes or around his nose, a guy that doesn't have any gvil around his oisius, doesn't have oisius. A yid that makes gidorim and siogim, he has oisius. So a yid has a tzelem elikim on his face, a yid has a shem havaya on his face. The Alshech HaKadosh says that even that a face should see, the eyes are closed, but even that the face should, the face of a person should face something indecent is a bezoyim for Tzelem Elikim, and it would affect the Tzelem Elikim. And therefore Shem and Yofes walked achairanis, that the Tzelem Elikim on their faces shouldn't be affected by the indecency of their father. So we all understand to what degree we become affected from what we live through, from the avri we live in, how much it affects the Tzelem Elikim on our faces. The Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, הראיני את מראייך והשמיעיני את קולך. The Alshech HaKadosh says on that pasuk, you know why the Ribbono Shel Olam says first harini es marayach, because I won't listen to your tefillis until you have a tzelem elikim. Harini es marayach, let me see your face, let me see the tzelem elikim should be in place, and then ashmini es keilech, then I will listen to your tefillis. So how do we come to the Ribbono Shel Olam harini es marayach when we live in such a world that we come affected from everything affects our faces, our Tzelem Elikim? Rabbi David Avachetzira from Nariya told me that his father, Rabbi Meir Avachetzira, Ish Kodesh Miyed, once went to Lut to be Mekabel Ponim, the Baba Sali. And he took with him, I think he said 300 people, to stand around him, that he should have a mechitza around him. He shouldn't see anything that he shouldn't see. And he waited 3 hours. The plane was delayed. He went back home. He fasted afterwards a half a year from the effect that the place that he stood on had on him. That is so far from what we understand to what effect everything has on us. And we come to daven for the Ribbono Shel Olam, and the Ribbono Shel Olam tells us, Harini es marayich. So this Eretz Tzvi tells us we have an Eitzah to put back a Tzelem Elikim. Vatiftach vatireyu vihinei nar boiche, with tears. Then the Ribbono Shel Olam says, oh, this is a Jewish child. Then vatachmei lolof, tears put back the Tzelem Elikim on a person. When a person cries to the Ribbono Shel Olam, he puts back the Harini es marayach, then is Hashmini es keilech. There's another nekuda which I want to bring out when we talk about tefillah, a very important nekuda. The Ribbono Shel Olam gave us a matana teva in Golus. The Ribbono Shel Olam gave us in Golus a matana teva called Bati Knesiyos Bati Midrashos. The Ribbono Shel Olam gave us the biggest matana that could be. The Ribbono Shel Olam gave us a Beis HaKnesses and a Beis HaMedrash, which has in it a Moirdiki Kedusha. The Chasam Sefer in the Drosha says something Moirdik. To understand it, let's say over Sasemes, I repeated it last week, but it's a Sasemes that's Kedai to say over. The Sasemes says that when a person came to be Oiler Regal in the Beis HaMikdash, he had a mitzvah to walk into the Beis HaMikdash to be Oile Regel. Every year had to be Oile Regel for the Ribbono Shel Olam when he came to the Beis HaMikdash. And Sasama says that most of Klal Yisrael didn't walk into the Beis HaMikdash until the last minute. How can I walk into the Beis HaMikdash, to such a holy place? The Ribbono Shel Olam is there. There are such busha to walk into the Beis HaMikdash. The Sasama tells us, the Chasam Sofer tells us, that when a person comes to a Beis HaKnesses, to a Beis HaMedrash, he truthfully should stand outside and think a minute. How am I walking in here? I'm walking into a Makom Kodesh. That's what says the Chasam Sofer says in the Drashas. When I'm walking into a Beis HaKnesses and a Beis HaMedrash, it should have a person at Tzitzer. I'm going into a Makom Kodesh. How could I walk in here? And the Ribbono Shel Olam left us a Beis HaKnesses and a Beis HaMedrash with a Kedusha, that we have here a special Kedusha that our tefillos could go up to Shemayim. But a person has to realize that when a person is mevaze Kedushas Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMedrash, when a person was by mistake, not with a kavana, but when a person forgets himself, when a person forgets himself what a Beis HaMedrash means, and a person is mevaze Kedushas Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMedrash, he can't anymore be yoinik from that Kiddushah in Beis HaKnesses. Rab Aaron Kotler says a dover nifla admiyot. The Gemara says the Masechet is Barachas. This is a limud she'enki the Gemara for every single person here. The Gemara says the Masechet is Barachas. David HaMelech was a zokei in Bob HaYomim. The Pasuk tells us, we read it in Avteira, they took clothes and they covered him v'lo yicham loy. He wasn't warmed. The Gemara tells us why. Because he was mevaze ebeged. He cut knaf shul. That's what the Gemara tells us. So on the Vaza Beged, he can't be nana from the Beged anymore. Let us understand this. A blanket, a down blanket that gives off heat, is not a skula. It's not a ruchnistic thing. It's a mitzvah. Every person in the world knows that if he covers himself with a blanket, he gets warm. And the Gemara tells us that if a person takes a blanket and he's mevazah the blanket, he won't be warm by this blanket anymore. He won't be warm by these clothes anymore. That's what the Gemara tells us on David HaMelech. So Rabbi Kotler Zatzal says, could you imagine if Dover Gashmi loses its natural koiches? If there is such a thing as natural koiches, but what we perceive as natural koiches loses its natural koiches because you mevazah it. Could you imagine when we were mevazah it Dover Ruchni, how much we lose the koich of the Dover Ruchni? So when a person wants to know, Sakrisa ba'onalach mavaret tefillah. But Rebbe Nachman gave an etzah. He gave us a basic knesset and a basic medrash, which the tefillahs go up to Shemayim from a basic knesset and a basic medrash. Not for nothing did Rebbe Nachman tell us to daven a basic knesset and a basic medrash. Rebbe Nachman told us that a basic knesset and a basic medrash have in it a special koyach to be mala the tefillahs of a person. And when a person is mezalzel in kedushas basic knesset and basic medrash, Rabbi Chaim Kinyevsky, don't know if I said it over once, it's kedai to repeat. Rabbi Chaim Kinyevsky answered lately to a Godem Godel that asked him about worrying about terrorism. The FBI wanted for a certain place to make gedorim, to make protection, worry about terrorism. And he went to, there was a shayla, a mokem teire, kedushas teire, maybe we don't have to worry about it. So they went to ask Rav Chaim Kinyevsky what to do. Rav Chaim Kinyevsky answered, a mokem teire, there's nothing to worry about. Then he called him back. And he asked him, are there cell phones in yeshiva? And he answered yes. So he said, then I can't take a chras. What is the pshat in this answer? What is the pshat in this answer that the cell phone makes a difference? The pshat is simple. We're in a besmedrish, we have chayma between ourselves and the world. We have a mechitza between ourselves and the world. That's why this kedusha shayr in a besmedrish. But when we are connected with the world while we are in besmedrish, then we are taking down the mechitzas of the besmedrish with our own hands. When we connect ourselves from a besmedrish to the outside world, then we are violating kedushas habesmedrish. We are taking away kedushas habesmedrish. This is only one marshal of what kedushas habesmedrish means. How much does a person have to understand other things? Every person in his own life, every man, every woman, every girl, every boy, to understand in his own life things that he does that are mezalzel in kedushas beis hamedrash. If a person would truly understand that a beis hamedrash is a beis haknesses, or a beis hamedrash is a beis hamikdash miat with ashras hashchina, his whole act would be differently. His whole actions would be differently. His dress would be differently. Everything would change. And when a person shows indifference to kedushas beis hamedrash, when a person is mezalzel kedushas beis hamedrash, we could truly say what the Yaros Dvash said a diuk in Posik. Sakoisa ba'onon loch. The word loch is extra. It should say Sakoisa ba'onon, my word tefillah. The Yaros Dvash says, you know why? Because loch, you made the onon. Not the Rebbe Nishalim made the onon. You yourself create the onon. Yaros Dvash talks about one reason that we create the onon. We are talking about the Zilzul Beis HaMedrash, which takes away Kedusha's Beis HaMedrash, and with that we are taking away the Anon. If we truly want that our tefillahs should be in the Skabel, our tefillahs, we need so much Rachme Shemayim for us, for Yidden and Eretz Yisrael, for Chaylim. I was asked by a woman on the way here to be Maske HaChayla, but the name left me. But when you Maske HaChayla, if you see who it is, you don't have to remember the name. The Rebbe Nachman should help that the schus of whatever the seiris comes out to this drasha should be oimed for a husband that should have a refuah shleima. And it's, so many people need the Yeshua. Right and left we hear so many tzaras Yisrael. And that's geirim, that people should be nisairib le tefillah.
If we want that our tefillah should be niskabel, we have to see to be mispalel me'ayim kalev, and to put back the gedarim and the siyogim, the kedushas Yisrael that we need, that our tefillah should come niskabel, the respect for kedusha, the respect for bati knesiyos and bati midrashos, and then the Ribbono Shel Olam kabel shoymeya kol bichyos will take out the mesenu benoit chaliyos, and we will fill up the night, and we will be zeiche bekarif tizgalus. Mashiach Tzidkeinu b'mehera b'yameinu.